It's Tuesday, April 26th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Indian police tortured a Christian pastor for 24 hours while in custody on Saturday. International Christian Concern reports that the torture occurred at the Barda police headquarters in the North Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. The injured pastor told ICC, quote, "I could not walk out of the police station. My two legs were swollen badly, and there was so much pain that I could not move from one place to the other. The police beat me on 3 occasions while demanding me to say aloud, Jai Sri Ram," end quote. That is a Hindu expression of worship, which means glory to Lord Rama. This false god is described as having broad shoulders, mighty arms, a conch-shaped neck, and is the most popular avatar of Vishnu. Psalm 35 speaks to the disturbing attack that unbelievers have made on believers through the years. "Attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. With ungodly mockers at feasts, they gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly." India is the 10th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. The board of Twitter has agreed to accept Elon Musk's $40 billion bid to purchase the social media company. USA Today called the move, quote, "good for free speech and a nightmare for progressives," end quote. President Trump was banned from Twitter after January 6th of this year. However, Trump told Fox News he will not be back to Twitter, but will stick with his new Truth Social network, which has only logged 1.2 million installs thus far. That compares to Facebook with 200 million users, Instagram with 163 million, TikTok with 114 million, and Twitter with 112 million users. In terms of conservative social media platforms, Mule has 20 million users, Parler claims 16 million users, Getter has 4 million users, and Gab somewhere between 1 and 4 million users. The Media Research Center reports that big tech censored conservatives 646 times for criticizing President Joe Biden. The prominent examples of individuals censored by big tech platforms include former President Donald Trump, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, and news outlets like the New York Post, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Federalist. Facebook and Twitter were the main censorship culprits. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Monday on the Christian high school coach from Washington State who lost his job for simply praying on the field after the games, reports First Liberty Institute. The question before the Supremes was whether Coach Joe Kennedy's decision to quietly pray on the 50-yard line after the football game was coercive or constitutionally protected behavior. Justice Elena Kagan aired concerns that the coach's activities were coercive and placed, quote, "undue pressure," end quote, on his students to engage in religious activities. By contrast, Justices Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh appeared more sympathetic with the coach's case. The Presbyterian Church in America General Assembly will be addressing the question of so-called homosexual clergy in June, reports St. Louis Public Radio. At issue is whether Pastor Greg Johnson may claim to have a homosexual orientation while claiming he is celibate and remain a pastor in the denomination. The PCA previously failed to change their constitution on a vote regarding the same issue in a previous General Assembly. However, Romans 1 describes these unnatural passions. "Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who engaged the truth of God for the lie. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men." The American Association of Individual Investors bull bear ratio is the lowest in 8 years, indicating a bad time for the U.S. stock market, reports MarketWatch.com. and high-profile Morgan Stanley analysts are also warning that the S&P 500 is about to, quote, fall sharply, end quote, and get into bear market territory. The Shanghai Composite dropped 5% yesterday, the most precipitous drop since 2020, off 20% for the year, about the same as the U.S. S&P. The Japanese Nikkei is down 10% year-to-date, and the Japanese yen has dropped another 1.6% in a week. That's a 10.4% drop year-to-date, hitting the lowest levels in 20 years. And finally, the world's oldest woman, a 119-year-old Japanese woman named Kane Tanaka, has died, reports ABC News. She was the second oldest person in recorded history outside of biblical records. Before the worldwide flood, Genesis 5 verse 27 explains that Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. Now that's a lot of birthday candles. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.